Seaver here. Hey, Pink Floyd fans, make it a point to listen right around 4:20 during the 90-minute free ride home later this afternoon to snag tickets to catch Nick Mason, founding member of Pink Floyd, performing in Chicago for the first time since 1994 on April 4th at the Chicago Theater. Jan and me, we'll be here after 2. 97.1 FM The Drive, Chicago's classic rock.
I'm Seaver with another installment of The Drive's Rock and Roll Interviews podcast, and this time I have the pleasure of speaking with pioneering country rock artist Richie Furay, member of both the great bands Buffalo Springfield and Poco, and of course solo and other amazing projects over the years. Richie, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Steve. It's good to talk to you.
Now, I do want to talk about the documentary that you are working on. I've been checking it out, what is out there. It's entitled, at this point, Through It All, The Life and Influence of Richie Furay. Tell us about the film, the progress you've made, and anything else that pops into your head.
Well, we've certainly done a number of interviews for this project. It was actually the brainstorm of David Stone and Denny Klein. David works with me as my manager, and Denny's a good friend. And they just thought, you know, that the story had not been told or documented, that it was a pretty interesting story that I have. And so they wanted to go ahead and see if we could get this documentary done. And so we actually contacted Cameron Crowe, and he has worked on the trailer with us. And whether he'll be a part of the project or not, I don't know. But I was Cameron's first interview, or one of his first interviews, way back in the day, and he was really quick to get on board with us. So we'll just see how that turns out. But I'm looking forward to it. The interviews that have gone down, we just did a show at the Troubadour in Los Angeles in November where my band recorded the entire Deliverin' album that Poco recorded 50 years ago, and got a lot of interviews during that time. And so we're just piling it on and see how it all turns out. You know, you don't know until you give it a try. So we're giving it a try. See if we can get enough interest and people helping us out to get on board with us on this.
Now, I did see the Cameron Crowe teaser video, and it does paint a very nice picture on what is to come. Now, you say it is under development. It has not begun to be put together, and apparently you need a little help.
Yeah, we do need help. We have shot quite a bit of video for it, not only live from the band, but also interviews. But it is, as you would say, a work in progress right now.
And I am going to post links to this work in progress, and maybe we can entice some of our listeners to be, you know, they can actually sort of take a little piece of ownership in your documentary, because I know you've got a lot of loyal fans out there, but there are also those who may not know your entire story. Now, I read that this is a great story, and you can elaborate on it. During an Eagles concert a number of years ago that you were at in Denver, Colorado, Glenn Frey was on stage and pointed you out.
Yep.
What did he say?
Yep, Glenn. Well, he just acknowledged the fact, you know, that that my groups, I mean, and he should, because he had two bass players in the band with him that I had in Poco. But he just made a very nice acknowledgement, you know, that hey, because of what we had pioneered, my groups had pioneered, that the Eagles were able to do what they're doing, and so it was really a sweet. A sweet little acknowledgement.
Well, I think basically what he said was, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for Richie Furay.
That's what he said.
That's what he said, and I wanted to make sure that got out. It is a beautiful tribute.
So, you know, Glenn actually came when I was rehearsing Poco way back in 1969. And sat on my living room floor while we were rehearsing. So I guess he learned some things here that maybe I needed to go back and readdress myself.
Oh, man.
For my dance.
That's a great story. That's a great story. Now, the fact that, you know, Glenn Frey had to point you out is semi-bewildering to people who know your work. It's bewildering in that you were with Neil Young. You were with Stephen Stills. Mm-hmm. In Buffalo Springfield, later with Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina, Randy Meisner of the Eagles in Poco. Tell us about the internal struggle you had being a peer of these guys, yet not being a household name like those guys.
Well, you know, Steve, I think it's the fact somebody has to pioneer these things. And POCO is definitely a pioneering group. And then I stepped away from the music business for almost, probably about 10 years. And so, you know, I mean, people, how quickly they forget, mm-hmm. you know. And so I keep a very, I've always kept a low profile through it all. That's why I moved out to the mountains of Colorado. You know, I just didn't need that kind of exposure. You know, it's kind of like protecting my family and all. And so we, you know, I just wanted to get away. But stepping away from the music business for 10 years, you know, people forget. And who knows what would have happened if my career path had taken me, you know, straight on through. But I decided, you know, I felt a calling from the Lord and moved on in some different directions and then, you know, started music up again.
Growing up in Ohio, like you mm-hmm. did, who did you look up to as a child? Who gave you inspiration?
Well, you know, the rockabilly bands, I think, you know, like Buddy Holly and Gene Vincent and Carl Perkins and those guys were a big influence. But then the doo-wop singers, too. So, I mean, I had a mixture of stuff going on in my mind and my heart. But actually, the one person, if I had to put my finger on one person that I said, boy, if he can do this, I can do it too, it was watching Ricky Nelson on the Ozzy and Harriet Show. I just really, I don't know why, man, it just really got to me. And little did I know, you know, I mean, hey, we're looking at a Hollywood family here. But it wasn't if he can do this, like as if, well, gosh, this guy isn't any good, because I really, really liked him. I liked Ricky Nelson was a big influence.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that because as I listen to and I have some Ricky Nelson and I pull it out sometimes and my wife goes, "What are you doing?" But anyway, I love I do. I love it, and he's got such a pure voice, and you have just this pristine, pure voice, and I know you still have it because you're still out there touring. So you guys kind of have a similar sound. Yours is yours, but it's interesting that you would compare those two. So I'm talking with Richie Fure of POCO and Buffalo Springfield and Solo and other bands. Now, Richie, you found your way to New York City, and then mm-hmm. you were persuaded by Stephen Stills to move out to California. Now, the stories of those years must be good.
Well, you know, it was a lot of fun, and it was a history looking back on it. Stephen and I were in a band, if you can call it that, back in New York together called the Agogo Singers.
Like a house
it
band.
We were the house band at the Cafe Agogo. You know, the group of nine, New Christy Minstrel Serendipity Singer type uh-huh. band. And then when that group broke up, Stephen went off to California. And the way I got in touch with Steve to get back in California, a friend of mine who lived across the street from me in New York, when I had moved up to Massachusetts, and I was working at Pratt & Whitney Aircraft in Connecticut, of all places. But Graham Parsons brought me the Byrds' first record. Oh. And when I heard that record, it was like, wow, I got to get back in the music business. And
wow.
So I got a hold of Steve, and he said, yeah, come on out to L.A. I got a band together. All I need is another singer. And sure enough, I got out there, and Stephen and I were the band.
That is an incredible. Graham Parsons was in your orbit. Boy, that's
lived across the street from me in New York, and a good friend at that time.
That's fantastic. So you continue to write songs. I would assume the creative process it's a mystery, even for you, I would imagine. What is yours like?
Meaning what, Steve? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, when you're writing songs, do you pick up a guitar or do you write the words first? I mean, I'm just curious.
You know, it comes both ways for me. Sometimes I'll sit around and tinker around with a little guitar pattern and a melody will come. Sometimes, like right now, I've had more lyrical ideas come than musical ideas because I still write. I mean, my most recent recording was Hand in Hand, which was released just several years ago on E1.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I currently write. I have to. It kind of keeps me fresh and keeps me young. I mean, I love playing a lot of the old music that I've been involved with in the bands Springfield and POCO and Southern Hemisphere. But I have to write new music. And So, yeah, sometimes the creative process, you know, I'll just be taking a walk and a lyrical idea will come in my mind and I'll jot it down and think about it and then come back and see if, you know, there's a melody that goes with that. And sometimes the melody and the first line of a song will come out together and I'll just go from there. So it's nothing that is really a pattern that I can say, hey, this is how I do it.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Okay.
Each All right. time.
Well, I do want to circle back and get back to the documentary that you're working on and the fact that once I post this podcast, well, people listening to the podcast will know that it's posted because they're listening to it, but it will be the link back to your fundraiser. Is it a GoFundMe? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
You can just people can just jump right in and take ownership of the documentary that is under development. It's called Through It All: The Life and Influence of Richie Furay. And I wish you all the luck getting this done. And I'm excited to see it when it finally does come out. But I want to wrap this up and say what a pleasure it was to speak to you, the great country rock pioneer Richie Furay. All the best of luck to the upcoming documentary, and I hope we gave you a little bit of a hand.
Oh, I think, Steve, you did marvelous, man. Thank you so much. And tell people, you know, just go visit me at www.richiefuray.com and say hi.